You and me and everybody else, when we get on a plane, somehow we tend to really go hard on the seats. That's among the topics we're going to discuss this morning with Brian Summers. He's the airline business reporter at skift.com, and he is with us via Skype. Brian, before we move on to seats, let's talk about Southwest Airlines. I know we've been covering this from week to week. After that window problem, there is an update on this story. What is it?
Southwest has been in the news a lot recently because of the tragedy that it had last month when an engine blade failed on a flight and one passenger, unfortunately, was killed. That's been in the news a lot. One of the things that all airlines have been doing, not just Southwest, is inspecting the 737 engines from the manufacturer CFM just to see if this might happen again. So Southwest said on Wednesday that it had completed engine inspections on more than 700 planes. That's all of them. They really didn't find anything that really concerned them, but they did say that they sent a small number of engine fan blades back to the manufacturer just to test them. People probably noticed that Southwest canceled some flights here and there just because they had to look at these engines. But all in all, things look pretty good. You never say never, but let's hope that this doesn't happen again. We're going to have to wait a while until we find out the NTSB's final determination. So Southwest also said this week that bookings are actually still a little bit down. It's possible that some passengers are a bit skittish about booking Southwest. As we've talked about before, that probably shouldn't be the case, but there is a lag sometimes. Now, I hate to call this good news, but it is what it is. Southwest announced a big sale this week, and it's actually going to run through today, Friday. And we're seeing some fares as low as $49 from Chicago. Not to the most exciting places, Detroit and Cincinnati I saw, but you can go to Las Vegas for $149 one way. And, maybe they would have had this sale anyways, but it's probably to goose the numbers a little bit.
Brian, give us a sense of what goes into one of these inspections. It's a little bit more involved than just eyeballing it, isn't it?
Yeah, they're called ultrasonic inspections. One of the problems in the past, before this became a big deal, is some inspections were eyeballs, and you really can't tell flaws in the fan blades from just your eyes. So you've got to take the aircraft out of service, which generally airlines hate to do. But in this case, it's necessary. You've got to use special machines, and you really have to take it very seriously because, again, you're not going to find these cracks just by looking at them.
In the weekly Skift Airline Innovation Report, I love this, by the way, you write about how we abuse these seats on planes. I didn't realize that they got so much wear and tear. They obviously look like they do, but you found some really weird stuff.
Yeah, these are more fun stories to write, Steve. I did write a story this week about how passengers are just absolutely brutal to airline seats. They kick them, they scratch them, they write on them, they stand on them. Some manufacturer told me that they basically look worn after the first day. You deliver a perfect seat and they're a mess after three or four flights on day one. And, airlines would love to say, hey, treat these seats as kindly as you do your car seats. But nobody does that. And so basically I spoke to the manufacturers and they say, you know what, we have to create basically a indestructible seat. And one of the ways that they do that is just by testing it. So one of the manufacturers said, look, we have this machine that simulates the absolute worst things that a passenger could do to our seat. Sometimes hundreds of thousands or even a million times. So one thing that they might do is just really harshly open and close the tray table just repeatedly, because passengers, nobody really knows why they do this. It could be because passengers are bored. It could be because everything is unfamiliar to them. And so it's just not intuitive and they're just tougher on the seats. It could be because they're angry at the airline, but whatever the reason, the seats have to be as reliable as possible. I wouldn't recommend this to people, but a manufacturer of business class seats, and of course those are more expensive to an airline, said, you know what, people could probably stand on our tray table and it would hold up. And the reason for that is not because they're built that way, but they are built so that people can lean on them to stand up. A lot of people on a long flight have some trouble standing and they just lean on that tray table and they put a ton of weight on it. Another manufacturer told me that the armrests are constructed so that you can stand on them. You're not supposed to stand on them. You shouldn't stand on them, but people do to get to the bins. And they're also constructed so that they can absorb a blow from a big bag that falls onto the armrest because people didn't quite get it, and it just falls. It's really amazing stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like the holy grail of airlines might actually be a passenger-proof seat.
Yes, I would say that. One of the manufacturers told me that a few years ago, they noticed that people were stealing seatbelts. So, first of all, they didn't know why, but if you Google this on the internet, you will see that some folks out there are making belts for pants out of seatbelts. So the buckle is the buckle from the seat, and the manufacturer had to put a special lock on the seatbelt so people wouldn't take it with them. It's incredible stuff.
Crazy. This is a story that I think a lot of people will be happy to hear, that it's getting easier to redeem frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, there's an annual survey that comes out every year. There's an analyst named Jay Sorensen who does this. And, you know, he sets out every year with this question, how easy or difficult is it to use frequent flyer miles? And he found this year it's getting a little bit easy. I think as a lot of folks won't be surprised to hear, Southwest makes it easiest to redeem frequent flyer miles. They actually allow people to redeem for reasonable rates on 100% of their flights. That's kind of amazing. And a mover in the survey this year was American Airlines, that's making a lot more free seats available than in recent years. So that's a good thing. The bad thing is, look, I mean, it's easier than ever to redeem these miles via credit card spending. So people that spend a lot of money on a Visa or a MasterCard do pretty well. As a lot of folks know, it's harder now to redeem the miles by flying. Most airlines are giving fewer miles than ever before, especially to people who buy cheap tickets. So, yeah, it's easier to redeem miles, but if you're counting on earning miles just by flying, it's going to take you a little longer to get enough miles to redeem them.
And finally, let's talk about emotional support animals. American Airlines has finally updated its policy, or has put out a policy. What have they said?
Yeah, American Airlines had some fun with this. They're not the only airline to come out say recently, we're not going to fly a lot of emotional support animals. But they listed the ones that they wouldn't be flying anymore. And they included amphibians and ferrets and goats and hedgehogs and insects and spiders and snakes and rodents and something called sugar gliders. It's really quite amazing, the idea that people were ever bringing this stuff on as emotional support animals, especially like insects. But look, you know, American Airlines is still going to carry most dogs, and, you know, insects may be weird to travel with, but they're probably not going to harm anyone. And a lot of the things that have been in the news recently is like a dog that isn't technically an emotional support dog, but people say is one, will like bite somebody or, you know, go to the bathroom on the plane. And so this problem of poorly trained service animals is not going to go away. But American is doing its part to say, let's try to be a little bit more civil, and let's try not to abuse these policies anymore.
Yeah, the animals with tusks, horns, hooves are also grounded. And Brian, I had to look up sugar gliders. I had to Google it. It looks like a little baby opossum or something.
Yeah, it's funny. I wasn't familiar with it either, but a couple of months ago, I went down to Dallas-Fort Worth, where American is based, and they were very familiar with the sugar glider. So maybe they're more common down there. I don't know.
All right. Brian, thanks. Great conversation as always.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian Summers is airline business reporter for Skift. That's at Skift on Twitter at skift.com. Make sure you sign up for the weekly Skift Airline Innovation Report, delivered via email at skift.com/airline, and follow Brian on Twitter as well at Brian Summers.